Hello, 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 podcast world. How are we doing this evening? This is your boy Dupree from Dupree.com. Wow, wow, wow. It feels good to be breathing a little bit better. I'm up here with a little information. And hey, listen, let's get straight to it. But first thing I want to say is that I'm still in the process of really understanding the podcast. So I've seen some features that I think I'm going to be utilizing sometime this week, the voice messages and asking listeners to call in and leave comments on topics I'm going to be bringing to you this week as well. Speaking of topics, I was browsing through the site and I came across some very interesting messages. It's called Five Countries That Will Pay You to Live There. And it was real interesting. I'll definitely go into it some more this week. But when I clicked on it, you know, it gave the top five countries, which were Canada, Chile, Ireland, England, and Vietnam. Actually, it gave me three, the Vietnam, Thailand, and Korea. And it was mind-boggling because I hear a lot of Americans here complain that foreigners come here and they get the grants and they get business loans to open up businesses. And, you know, I heard that for years. I'm pretty sure some of you have. And then I came across this segment. I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm like, Chile's offering $50,000 to any American to come there, open up a business, to establish a business there. And the requirements is you have to be there at least 6 months, you know, to get the loan. And in 6 months is a process of getting to know the business, the local business, and the residents. And, you know, Ireland, of course, have it, and they'll fly you over there, and they looking for some sort of American business to really bring up the economy there. So that's definitely something to look into. And if you like more information on that, you know, let me know, and then I'll go ahead and pull that up. But you know what? Come to think of it, I didn't even say the name of the segment. See? See, this is new to me still. The name of the segment, this segment is Did You Know? So sorry about that. I was supposed to come in and everything. But I just wanted to get that out there. And being a travel specialist is something that Kenya, that's my lovely wife from kenyastravelcorner.com. You all can check that out there. And don't worry, after the podcast segment, I'll have our Facebooks and emails because I can put that in there. Ah, I'm getting on board with this one. So, but what else? What else? Oh, yes. Did you know that, you know, all that's happening in this country, I think, and I'm not just saying this, whether you come to us or you go to another travel agent or travel specialist, whatnot, you have to get out and travel. You understand? Think about this. You know, we work every day. You work hard day in, day out. And believe it or not, there are some people that don't even take their vacations. And, you know, it's just important to really travel, to really open your mind, to see all that's out there. You don't have to leave the country if that's not your cup of tea. That's fine. Some people have the fear of flying or going on a cruise line, and that's fine. But do travel, you know, go to New Orleans. They have French quarters down there and historic landmarks from when the French was there, dating back into what, the 1800s. So, you know, you get out there, you meet people, open your mind and enjoy life. I tell you, and my wife, she always, you know, get on me because I'm forever talking about the surgery, the thoracotomy of the right lung that was performed on me in January. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is one painful surgery, and the recovery is just as painful because it affected me not only physically but emotionally, spiritually. It took me out of my element. And honestly, if it wasn't for the world of technology, meaning that I decided, because I really had no choice, you know, by day, I used to be in the construction field, you know, HVAC and getting out there in the dirt and lifting, you know, but now I can't do that. So I had to learn my, you know, get into technology, the social medias, and I was into it before, don't get me wrong, but since the surgery, I really had to, you know, get in there because, you know, my body won't be healed for who knows, maybe another 6 months, a year. So the podcast, Anger Podcast, I love this, and I'm learning more, and I, you know, thank the few listeners that get, you know, do the audience clap thing. I like that there, and I appreciate that. So being a concierge, a travel specialist and a concierge, I'm able to help people. You know, I like motivating people, giving them inspiration. So that's very, very important. That is important to help one another. And that's part of the Did You Know segment. So, you know, get out there, travel, network, market yourself, enjoy it. You know, life has so much to offer, and I can't wait to put together all the festival and the festivities that they have. I'm a big fan of barbecuing. Oh, I love it. I was just telling my wife earlier that I love to eat. I mean, I love to eat. Ooh, y'all just don't know. And but you don't necessarily have, because I know that, you know, in the process of me learning this, it, you know, I want to sit down and write out segments. I want to be more direct and professional with you all and everything. And I'll get better as time go. But time being, look on our Facebook pages. I'll have everything there. Look on our pages. See what we're about. Talk to us, you know. And, you know, you don't have to be alone anymore. Social media, everybody say social media is this and this and that. I love it. It gets on my wife's nerves because I put everything out there on social media. I love it. You understand? And because it's www.worldwideweb.com. It connects us to the world. So why not take advantage of it? Oh, please, everybody. You do this? Oh, go on with your stuck-up self. It's time to relax. Hey, listen, I don't care how old you are, 20, 30, 40, 50. If you wake up every morning and you realize that, hey, I have another day to get it right, you enjoy life. That's what you do. I don't care what you do. If you decide to go be a beach bum and play volleyball or whatever it is you want to do, if you're not hurting nobody, you're not hurting yourself, if it makes you happy, you do it. And that's what my whole segment is about. So, did you know? That's what it is. Did you know you have the right to be happy? You have the right to travel to different countries. You have a right to start a business. You have a right to go to school. You have a right to go to all you can eat competition. This is your life. This is what you do. You know? And don't worry about the negativity. People are going to talk about you whether you do good or bad. So, I got a little too excited there, folks, because now my body is beginning to hurt a little bit. So, when I talk loud or if I talk fast or breathe too hard, it lets me know to calm down. So, that's what I wanted to say. And I think I'll just close out with that for now. Again, anybody have any suggestions on how I can utilize podcasts better? Give me some pointers. I'm open for any suggestions and even criticism. That's, you know, constructive criticism. You know, I respect everyone's opinion. You know, I'm not going to, you know, disrespect anyone, especially if it's going to help me. So feel free, you know, you'll have my contact information when I get off. I'll put the website, the Facebook. I'll even put Kenya's little information on there. You know, I don't know everybody. Yeah, that's all right. But, hey guys, thank you. You know, I thank you all for listening to this here. If you listen to this podcast all the way through, thank you very much. And I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from a lot of you. And hey, you looking for a vacation, you looking for a weekend getaway, contact me. I'll take care of you. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.